I would say today, depending on where you are, it'd be a very good day to stay inside if you are north of the Mason-Dixon line, actually north of Atlanta, Carolinas. They are all getting themselves cleaned out of yesterday's ice storm, and the power is out to 500,000 homes and southeast, well, all over, I was going to say southeast Georgia, but pretty much everywhere. I'm looking at pictures, Richie, of the storm barreling up the East Coast, pictures from various cities. 6 to 12 inches is predicted for D.C.
Yep, we're getting it now.
Philadelphia, New York City, and parts of New England as well. So this is, and it's interesting because a lot of people looking at the weather in Sochi where spring has sprung early. The average temperature over there apparently is about 60 degrees, awful hard to keep ice and snow for the events over there. And it brings back around the questions why this thing was held in Sochi. But somebody came up actually with a really good idea earlier, and that was to build permanent Winter Olympic headquarters and facilities and permanent Summer Olympic headquarters and facilities.
So they don't
have all of this foolishness all the time of building.
Nobody's ever going to use this stuff in Sochi again.
Never. No, of course
never.
Not. All right, what's the matter with your voice?
Yeah, you know. Cold. Whatever.
I know. But you were, did you go on the air yesterday with
very
that
little.
When I wasn't here?
This is better. I actually, very little yesterday.
Really? All right. But I appreciated everybody being on yesterday. There were good things that happened on the air, as is always the case. Jennifer's off today. I don't even know where she is. Where did Jennifer?
She's at a wine festival.
A wine festival.
Yes.
Ah, of course. She and her father and the daytime company are big into that. All right, so she's doing that. Roberto was going to go to New Orleans, I think, yesterday, but got caught. And I wouldn't be sure.
She's
going
to go to Florida first.
Oh, Florida.
To see Bocelli on Friday night.
Right.
And then to New Orleans. But I don't even plan for it. Yeah.
No, I don't think that's working.
So we'll see if she shows up here.
And so I wasn't sure I was going to make it. Yesterday morning, I was really sick, but it didn't.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Well, it cleaned. I don't think I ever got rid of whatever was wrong with me 2 or 3 weeks ago. I felt it in my system. You know, you just feel, I haven't eaten aggressively, or any time I've had a big meal, I haven't felt good after it. So there was something around in there, crampy, and it just got back and grabbed a hold of me the night before last. And then when I get ready to go on the air, I upchucked just right then. So I thought, okay, this isn't going to work. And I went back to bed for the next 5 or 6 hours, got up, worked yesterday afternoon, went to the airport, got on a plane. My friend Kevin Straley called me. You know him, Richie.
Yeah.
Responsible for our program being on TuneIn Radio. And a kid whose actually first job was as my producer back at a station in Boston in the, when was this? Late 80s, I think. Anyway, the first comment he has on the phone is, I hope I'm not talking to you in the same time zone that I'm in. And it was when I was on my way to the airport. So we laughed about that and how it's affected his ability to get around. People who have to travel a lot for business are getting killed. They are so getting, the business is getting killed because of the cancellation fees.
I was thinking about that yesterday. I mean, Charlotte, Atlanta, D.C.,
really?
New York, Boston, all going to be pretty much shut down today.
Well, but they have been off and on for pretty much, if you go back to Christmas, when was the first time we had a really bad storm? It was around Christmas time, right? After Christmas, for the first of the year. And then it's been one after the other, after the other, after the other, and it doesn't look like it's going to let up. February is supposed to be a worse month collectively than January in terms of the weather. January tough, February tougher, and then supposedly a nicer, newer new year, spring, supposedly early spring. So let's keep our fingers crossed for that. 11 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We have the television report later on. If Roberta is around, we'll have her give us her Queen of Cheap report. Interesting, in the television world, Comcast, which is a company that most people like to not like, but not as much as they don't like. Let's see if I can make a positive out of this negative. Not as much as they don't like Dish, and I'm sure that it's not anywhere nearly as badly as people dislike Time Warner. Does that sentence make sense?
I don't have any experience with Time Warner, so I can't. But
I have.
I can tell you Comcast, Cox.
Awful. They're all, well, pretty much all of them are awful. Yeah, they're all awful. So, but there's so much money in this. Comcast is going to buy Time Warner Cable's division for $45 billion.
Wow.
$45 billion dollars. Now, this is a question that I would have for the Justice Department, led by the esteemed Mr. Holder and that bunch, the same people that gave the go-ahead for the American-U.S. Air merger because it was going to be good for consumers. Already the prices are up 10, 12, 14% since the merger on American and everybody else. What cost last year, and I've gotten stuck four or five times this year because I've had to go back and forth on relatively short notice, what you could buy last year for $250, $270, $430 this year, $425, $427 going cross country. It's absurd and pretty obscene, frankly. Anyway, excuse me, this is the largest of all of the cable TV companies gobbling up the second largest. So I'm wondering, in terms of the regulators who have to approve this, how they're going to get around the fact that so much concentration of power is in one hand. That's really what's happening. You know, look around, and it's like that in every industry. I talk to you all the time about
one of the reasons
the milk
industry. The car business in the 80s is because of consolidation. And, you know, I made my bread and butter off of dealing with the mom-and-pop shops.
Yeah.
And there just weren't anymore.
No.
And it all became the big things, and everybody started taking their cars to the auctions instead of selling them to the middleman, the wholesaler, that was me.
Uh-huh.
And ever since then, I've just watched the whole country become consolidated.
Yep, everything is consolidated.
And it's great to go to Home Depot and be able to walk down the aisles and find every nut and bolt you want.
I go to the local hardware store.
I know.
There's an Ace hardware store, Robertson's hardware store. They have two stores, and I go there. And by the way, the prices are the same there. Isn't it you pay less? You don't have as much selection. On that, you are correct, Richard.
Right.
You don't have the smaller stores that are in the smaller strip malls. But, man, do you get attention?
There's people
who know what they are talking about. They can mix you a can of paint, and the paint won't peel off in a year like the stuff does if you buy at Home Depot.
Yeah.
You know, everything is just cheap, 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 cheap. I was talking yesterday. I went to an event at Babson College in Wellesley, Massachusetts yesterday to present it's a food sort of industry. The master's degree in food management, and they wanted to do a case study of Eastleigh, my dairy farm, where we have the store and we sell the raw milk and the cheeses and the ice cream and that sort of thing. So I went there, and we were talking about things that even the professors didn't know when it came to agriculture and the sorts of things that are going on in the same thing we're talking about, Richie, the consolidation of the ownership of companies that handle the fluid milk supply. There is one company that is from Texas. They got into power because they raised $4 million for George Bush's campaign, and they got control of 75% of the fluid milk supply in the whole country. And the reason that we were talking about it is because the kids wanted to know in this study class, they want to know why it was so expensive to buy milk. Like, they don't even know really what the cost of milk ought to be. They just know it's more now than it was a year ago. So I explained to them how the milk supply is drying up because there's less of it being produced in our country because the big corporate interests are driving the small farmers out, and the bigger companies can't really produce the quality or the quantity that a whole bunch of smaller farmers were able to contribute. But the other thing that's happening to the supply and thus the cost is what originally the big dairy producers thought they could buy as much as they wanted to from New Zealand, from China. Well, we know what happened to the Chinese milk. It was loaded with melamine, which is what they make tabletops out of. So that didn't work. So the Chinese went over and bought all of the dairy farms, or most of the larger dairy farms in New Zealand, and they have sent over their help so they can milk the cows. They pay the people over there about $1 an hour, maybe $2 an hour. So they can, listen to this, they can produce milk in New Zealand, and they can ship it on a 747 to Los Angeles cheaper than the farmers in California can milk their cows and produce
milk. What
does
that tell you about what's wrong here?
Well, I think you could look at what's wrong in both places, frankly. Because
what is it that's making it cost so much in California to produce milk?
Richie, they're paying the people $1 an hour to produce the milk over in New Zealand.
How do you compete with
that? Problem is, I mean, you got to pay. There are plenty of illegals that are working on farms in California, the bigger ones, as a matter of fact. They're paying them $6 an hour, $7 an hour. But they, even if they're going to pay them $10.10 an hour, it's still, when you put that up against a $1 an hour charge for help, and you understand.
How do you get away with that in Switzerland? What'd you say?
It's New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Well, because New Zealand has all the companies, the major dairy, a company called Fonterra, F-O-N-T-E-R-R-A, is the biggest milk and dairy interest in New Zealand. And they haven't, but the farmers themselves have sold out to the Chinese interest, and so the Chinese are sending their help over, and that's how they're producing the milk, at that kind of money.
I thought they would have laws in New Zealand.
Plus, well, but plus the fact there's a big drought. Australia and New Zealand having a horrible drought this season. Horrible, horrible droughts there. So that's affecting it as well. So that's why it costs what it costs to buy the milk that you were asking about. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Again? Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offers 2/22/14, excludes clearance and e-readers. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at staplesEasyReBates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
This President's Day, Guitar Center wants you to feel like you have the power in your hands. Not the power to manage national affairs or change laws. I mean the cool kind of power. Like the power of a Fender acoustic or an Ibanez electric guitar, $99 each. That's what I'm talking about. Plus, there are hundreds of other deals, like three sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings or an amazing clip-on guitar tuner for just $10. Celebrate President's Day by feeling the power of the greatest feeling on earth. Only at Guitar Center. Now through Monday.
This portion of Good Day Show is sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers. Friends, did you know that Exergen has rated the most accurate temperature read and has been proven by more published studies than any other thermometer? Take it from me, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. This cold season, make sure you have one for your family. I've got one. So should you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. To find out more, go to Exergen.com. Exergen.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, as you know, in this portion of the program in each hour, there's usually some musical treatment from something that has an emotional connection to something in your life or something we've seen. And our videos of the day often feature music. Such was the case with yesterday's video and today's video of the game. So let's start with a clip from a 10-year-old boy singing in the Romanian Next Big Star television show, which is like America's Got Talent, so it would be Romania's Got Talent. The video and this 10-year-old singer, who does not speak any English at all, wows the crowd, wows the judges with his version of My Way. This kid's blind.
So I face the final curtain.
10 years old, the boy's like,
my friend, I'll say it clear.
You can tell by looking at him, he's blind.
I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more. I did it my way.
The video of the day. You find that.
I've had a few
blue shirt suspenders. Not a shame he's blind, but hasn't taken away from his ability to sing. What a great, great version of My Way. And he doesn't speak English, or he doesn't know what he's singing. He has the kind of feeling that he has. He puts behind these words. He doesn't know what the meaning is of these words. That's really what's fascinating to me, frankly.
And when you watch this video, you'll notice something that our shows like this are really lacking. The judges are so excited for this kid.
Yeah.
They want him to succeed, and they're in it just like the crowd is. The judges on our shows are just looking for the first misstep to tear him apart.
More criticism, right? All right, so that's yesterday's video of the day. Today's video of the day has a blues singer from New Orleans named Mickey Braden joining up with the sort of postmodern Guns N' Roses. This is called the Postmodern Jukebox, I guess, right? This is a YouTube sensation, Kenny. Is that what these guys are?
Yeah. They're becoming a very popular band.
All right. Whether you like the original Guns N' Roses version or not, you're going to love this. There's the audio, but you got to see the video of today's video of the day. Mickey Braden with the cover of the Guns N' Roses song, Sweet Child of Mine.
Mm-hmm.
exactly what you think he looked like. You kind of picture this woman in your mind already. That's what she looks like. You cannot sit still to this.
Now and then I see her face.
This has got to be a jamming session, and they weren't intending for this to come out of what they were doing, I'm going to guess. You think, Kenny?
No, they totally meant for this to happen.
Oh, they did. They meant for it, really?
Yeah.
His sweet mama, sweet love of mine. All right, so if you want to enjoy this video, a lot of great music comes across our desks, and we'd like to share it with you as we can. So at any rate, the video of the day today is a great version of Sweet Child of Mine, and I think there's probably very few who are listening who wouldn't enjoy that, for sure. Coming up in the next half hour of Good Day, television report, and also an update on what's going on in the world of marijuana here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Today, it's going to the birds. Yes, it is. You know, one of my family's biggest pleasures during the cold, gray days of winter is watching our feathered friends congregate at our bird feeders. Watching sparrows, doves, cardinals, nuthatches, and all the other birds come is really amazing. And, you know, with modern technology, it's even better. You can actually put a microphone by the bird feeder. You can actually put a microphone into their feeder and hear them as they enjoy dinner. But here's the problem. Most people don't understand that different species of birds need different types of foods, and sometimes seeds are not enough. So here's my recommendation. Around the country now, there are bird feeding specialty stores all over the place. It's not just going to the supermarket and picking up a seed anymore. And this is the most important part. If you're going to start feeding the birds in the colder weather, make sure you continue feeding the birds till the weather warms up, because very often you prevent them from moving on when they know there's a food source in the area. So if you need to go on vacation or travel, make sure that food dish is always filled. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
All right, South 33 after the hour, the Thursday Doug Steffen Good Day program with our interesting take on the facts of the day, the stories you need to know, a lot of opinion here and there. Rich is at the controls in our studio in Washington, inundated with a foot of snow. It's that way all up and down the East Coast today, and that'll send people that the snow hasn't really started a plumb. In eastern New England, it's sort of around, it's in the, what they call a tri-limit New York, the tri-state area of Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey. But moving inland, sort of is going to follow up the Hudson River. And then.
Yeah, it's going straight up 95.
The Connecticut River, and then over that way, yeah. So, that's what a lot of people are putting up with. There are some really good stories this year. Some interesting stories about what people are learning about the weather, how they are surviving in the weather. And so I just think it has become the story of the polar, what do they call it? Vector?
Vortex.
Vortex.
Polar vortex.
Yeah. I mean, that stuff's become a little pedantic. But just the way people have understood what it's like to live in parts of the country that have this all the time. That is, the people who are in Dallas haven't had snow for 14 years. They got three snowstorms this year. I've been in two of them. And people in Atlanta, they haven't seen snow and or ice for, most people can't even remember in their lives. They grew up in Georgia, this sort of thing. Go over to the Carolinas and that whole mess yesterday. And so it gives you maybe an appreciation. There are a lot of people having a lot of different discussions about this, whether it's global warming, you know, is it karma? Is God getting back at us? It's, you know, who knows?
Or is it just the weather?
It's just the weather. That's the way I look at it, Richie. It's just the way it is. And you become such wimps, many of you, because you're so used to everything being easy. There is nothing about living in a New England weather winter that's cold, bitter cold. I was looking overview of my cows yesterday. Because the cold weather is actually good for them, but the snow is not great because it gets packed in their feet. And then that, if they can't get it out, if it freezes in their feet, it becomes a problem in terms of what, you know, when they're moving on, the ground is so hard and it's bumpy because there's a lot of manure in the ground, but everything is frozen so hard, and when their feet get plugged up with snow, they can crack, their feet can crack, and it makes them very uncomfortable. But generally speaking, the air, as long as it's dry, is really very, very good for them, as it's good for you. You don't want to go outside in a really cold, cold, cold morning and take a big, deep breath of air. That's not good for your lungs. But the air is cleansed of a lot of the things. For example, whatever it is that's causing people to get this bacteria, these viruses, the flus, whatever. I didn't have the flu, but whatever I had has come about as a result of what's in the air, whether it's something that gets into the food and then you eat it. But these sorts of things are very dangerous this time of year because they need a place to stay warm, and they go to your body. They want to find something warm, so they find your body, and they settle in. Unless you can knock them out, that's one of the things that makes people as sick as they have been. So good, strong immune system is the way to deal with that for sure. Okay, what's going on in the world of marijuana? Couple of publications suing Colorado, the state of Colorado, in a federal court over restrictions that prohibit the state of Colorado's legalized recreational marijuana industry from advertising on the television, on radio, online, or in print publications. And we were talking about this one magazine, High Times. Get it? Get it? Get it? Get it? High Times?
It's been around for a long time.
Yeah, they've been around forever and ever. Been catering to marijuana enthusiasts. And also a Colorado alternative weekly newspaper called The Westword. They said in a suit they filed yesterday in U.S. District Court in Denver that the rules were, quote, unjustifiably burdensome and violate free speech rights guaranteed by the Constitution. I think they're right. Government restrictions on commercial speech that concerns lawful activity is not misleading, misleading, or does it violate the First Amendment. Under Colorado law, recreational marijuana shops cannot advertise anywhere. And so the challenge is for the law. Why they didn't challenge it when it was being passed is another question.
The magazine does not have to sell it to you.
No, you don't have to buy the magazine. You don't have to watch the television station. You don't have to listen to the radio.
No. The magazine can refuse to sell it you, the ad space.
It can. But why would it? That's what they cater to.
Oh, yeah, the High Times. But, right. Yeah, no, but
you know what,
we're talking about magazines that kids are going to see.
Oh, well, one of the things that appalls me now, we've become, and we were talking about this, I think, the other day, sort of an interesting conundrum here between our view of tobacco products, that is cigarettes and cigars and pipes and that sort of stuff. We think it's all horrible, and we're trying to ban as much of it as possible. This is the wonderful dichotomy of America. We on one hand say, this is terrible.
Yeah, we're
smoking
so screwy.
Cigarettes, my God, you can't be around those things. Passive smoke will kill you. And then the amount of marijuana that's being smoked has increased tenfold in the last 4 or 5 years.
Well, people have this perception that marijuana is something that's done in private. It's not going to affect me. It only affects them. What do I care what they do? And they were very smart about it. They used this whole medical marijuana thing to get their foot in the door. And then now it's like, you know, what's the big deal? They do it in their own home. It doesn't bother me. Cigarettes, on the other hand, I have to sit next to somebody at a table in a restaurant.
Yeah.
I have to walk down the street and, you know, and it gets in my face. That's why I'm going after it. But you'll see. In about another 10 years, you'll be doing the same thing with marijuana.
Well, but at least it will be legal and they'll be able to capture the tax money like they do from cigarettes and liquor. Right? Isn't that, I mean, what they do with it is another thing. We always are told, it'll cut your tax. Whenever you have things like, whether it's the lottery or taxes on all of these, what do they call it? Yeah. Sin taxes.
Yeah, the sin taxes.
They're all going to cut your taxes. When's the last time your taxes went down in any category?
They've already had the conversation, I think it was in Maryland, where they've had to make a law where you cannot smoke marijuana in public. You know, the politicians are like, I do not want my kids seeing somebody smoking marijuana. I don't.
You don't want your children, you're saying.
Well, I don't, too, but this is what the politician was saying. But I don't want that either.
So then?
Yeah, me either.
I don't want to be around marijuana. I can't stand the smell of it. It makes me uncomfortable to see people.
Right. So now it's the okay. We're going to let you do it because it's in the privacy of your own home. But as it gains popularity and gains popularity, will it stay that way?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. 888-302-3684 to comment on any of the things that we're talking about. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com or Rich, it's the Boys Club. Today, Jennifer's off on a wine mission and Roberta did the Queen of Sheep, but she's trying to get out of New York to go south. Don't blame her for that. So what we have is our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter, which is a good company. Kenny, what do you have cooking there?
A few comments about the weather. There are lots of power outages, and we asked how cold it was where you are this morning. And Jay weighs in and says it's 30 with a foot of snow in southwest Virginia.
Yep.
Then Joseph says it's 54 in El Paso. And Celeste says 75 in Key West.
There you go.
That's the place to be.
When I was talking to my son here yesterday, it was 76 where he was. When Meredith got back down to Florida yesterday, it was 81. And so there are those pockets of, and when I was driving around, I didn't get off the plane until midnight, and I had this really, I had forgotten that I needed a car when I was coming back last night, so I called Meredith just as I was leaving and asked her to reserve me a car at Enterprise, and they didn't have any cars. So she texted me to go to Fox, and so I got on the Fox bus. This is me telling you what my experience is. You draw your own conclusions from it, okay? This is a sort of regional car rental company called Fox. They are not everywhere. They're in larger cities in the Southwest for the most part. So she had rented a car for me, and I got into, well, the first sign was when the bus went by, I'm standing there, and the bus driver's looking at me, and he drives right by. That was my first clue, because I'd never rented from him before. Then I got the next bus, went over to the facility, and there were two people waiting on customers. The line, there were 40 people in the line. So I waited, and one guy went away, and nobody knew where he went. So
there's
one guy
right?
working behind the counter. What's that?
LAX?
Yeah.
LAX is a tough place for cars.
I listened. So here's what I did. I went over to talk to the manager. You know me. I'm not going to stand there. I just went over and I said, is there somebody else here who's going to help all these people? He said, nope, I'm the manager and this is it. I said, okay. I walked back outside, got in the bus, went back to LAX, got on the Enterprise bus, went over to their facility and figured out a way for me to get a car even though they were out of them. They'll say they're out of them, but if you're a good customer and I've rented, the guy looked at my profile, I've rented 100 cars from them in the last 2 years. So they want to take care of you, and they did. But it was midnight before I got out of there, and by the time I got home and played with Charlotte for a while, it was 1 something or other, and I was hungry. So I fixed myself a baked potato, Richie. There is nothing. I'm beginning to. I really love just plain baked potato. I put a little olive oil on it, and where my stomach had been upset yesterday, it was a good way for me to.
Yeah.
It's good for upset stomach. But there's something very rewarding about eating a baked potato.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
Potatoes.
Sweet potatoes are good, too. Yeah. Yeah, any of that stuff. So anyway, I have not been to sleep. And so if it sounds like I'm heading for the south border, the only reason it sounds that way is because I'm...
All right, don't we make a great pair this morning?
Yes, we do. Kenny's there to save us. All right, so let's see what we've got for your hair. Is your hair looking the way you want it to look, stronger, healthier, and fuller? Or are you losing your hair every time you brush your hair, comb your hair, or if you're washing it in the shower or wherever the tub, you see as the water goes down the drain, your hair. And you think to yourself, my God, what's going on here? Well, if you're thinking all those thoughts and are worried, here's what you do. You call this number, 800-525-8319, and you order Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. It's the all-natural hair thinning therapy. That can help you fix your problem. Now, I got a complaint yesterday, was it? The day before? I got a 2-page letter from somebody who said they'd used Provia, they bought it like I asked them to, or suggested that they do, and it didn't work. Now, that's possible. I didn't get into her. She just sent me the letter, and so I sent it on to the company, and they'll send back her money. What it was, I don't know what the bottom line, the root was, I think she was disappointed that it didn't work. And that happens. When somebody really is excited about something, they have a problem and you have a way to fix it. Does it work for everybody? No, it doesn't. And that's why they offer you a money-back guarantee. That's what makes this all work. Does it work for most people? Yes, and amazingly so. But is it not going to work for some? Yes, it's going to be a problem. You won't know until you'll try it. And when you find it doesn't work, you send it back and get your money back. So what better deal is there when you get right down to it for any product like this? 800-525-8319. I will tell you that it's working for me, working for both men and women that I know. So if you order Provia today at 800-525-8319, within a few days you'll be starting on the road to recovery, cleansing out your pores, allowing the hair under your scalp to start growing again, and the Provia Super Concentrate allows you, sort of makes the hair thicker and smoother. It's very cool stuff. Provia, get your hair back. 800-525-8319.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. All right, it's time for us to check the television chart. Interesting, Jack Black, Richie, and Tim Robbins, not a likely pair, are starring in a new HBO comedy called The Brink. Apparently Black is a Foreign Service officer, has to work with Secretary of State Robbins and a Navy fighter to stop cataclysmic international emergencies. Wowie zowie. Never saw a show like that before.
Jack Black has kind of played the geek CIA guy before, but never the action guy. That should be interesting.
All right. Top 20 shows of the season so far. You ready?
Sure.
These are the 20. Well, you want to do the top 25. All right. Let's do the top 25. All right. Here we go. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool show.
Chicago Fire.
Right.
The Good Wife. Sleepy Hollow. I'm going down from, should I give the number probably each one of them? 25 is Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. 24, Chicago Fire. 23, The Good Wife. 22, Sleepy Hollow. 21, Hawaii 5-0. 20 is Scandal. 19, Two and a Half Men. CSI is 18. Grey's Anatomy, 17. This is the season so far. Elementary is 16. The Millers, 15. The Crazy Ones, 14. Modern Family, 13. Criminal Minds, 12. Blue Bloods, 11. 60 Minutes, 10. Castle, 9. The Voice, 8. Dancing with the Stars, 7. The Blacklist, 6. Person of Interest, 5. The Voice, 4. NCIS Los Angeles, 3. Big Bang Theory 2 and NCIS number one show so far this season, taking everything into account. Wow. Pretty interesting list, huh?
owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pit time on the radio.
Money Pit!
It's the man, when you look at Tom Kreidler, most men get jealous.
How about that?
See, I
only
see
because I can stand next to the beautiful Leslie Segretti. I can understand.
That could be it. Yes, that's it. Tom and Leslie host the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard every weekend on stations all around the country, dealing with, I'm guessing, snow problems. Among other things, there are a number of things you've been blogging on, but I know that the snow questions or what to do. We have a snow blower on the farm along with tractors with bucket loaders, and we have plows on trucks and all of that stuff. And, you know, it's just an amalgamation of things. People are buying snow blowers. Later, I was talking to one of the guys that runs the tractor dealership that I use for the most part. And yesterday said that they were still selling. They had 6 left. They started the season with 60, and they have 6 left. And, you know, people think that they think after the last storm, okay, this is the last one. We're not going to get any more. And then it comes again. And so pretty interesting how that reality is shaken out.
I think if we all go out and buy snowblowers, that will stop the winter storms completely. That'll be it. There'll be no more snow because that's kind of the way that works. But you know, listen, it might be time to do that. There's a lot of choices in snowblowers. I mean, you can use electric snowblowers if you have, say, just a very small lot to handle. They work.
But you know
fine.
What happens with those, like electric lawnmowers? The cords get wound around the implement, and they
don't do this by themselves, though, Doug, okay? You have to run over the cord for this to happen. You can't blame the cord.
It's like my neighbor has one with the rubber fins
right
on it, like tires.
Yeah. Yes.
That thing works amazingly well. And I figured, okay, it doesn't have the metal, you know, blades.
Right, it's not going to grind
it. It's got the blades like tires. And that thing, man, it blows snow like nobody's business.
Yeah, and then you have, you know, the gas-powered ones, and you can get single-stage or you can get a two-stage snowblower, depending on how much snow you're going to move. You know, I mean, the two-stage are the ones the professionals use, but the single-stages work fine as well. So there are a lot of options out there. And with this heavy, wet snow like we're getting right now, I'll tell you what, I wish I had one myself.
Well, you know what's good? This is sort of turning it around.
You have a snowblower?
No, I have teenagers.
I have teenagers.
Yeah. His driver's not that long.
I was going to say, what kind of a home improvement guy do you call yourself?
But you know what? There are a lot of people who do like to show. You got to be very careful. If you haven't had any strenuous exercise during the course of the year and you have a bad ticker, it's a recipe for disaster. Don't
it is, and
do
you
it.
Know something, Doug? Besides that, just if you're, I mean, let's say you don't have a bad ticker, but the stretching is really important when you go to shovel snow. You mm-hmm. really need to kind of go back to the basics and stretch out your back. Chiropractors get very, very busy this time of year. Because,
right.
you know, you're lifting the snow. It's very heavy. You're twisting and you're throwing. And it's all these actions that are just really bad for your spine. So stretch, stretch, stretch before you go out there and start moving that snow, folks.
Right. All right. You've been blogging. I read something about what you described as ways to fall back in love with your home. I thought that was good for Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of content on the site right now about Valentine's Day, one of which is a blog that actually we just put out. I think Leslie just did this on lighting choices for Valentine's Day. You know, you want to have that romantic lighting. You can do that today with the number of different types of fixtures and color of
light
that's
available. How about you just turn the lights out? What do you have to have special language? You don't want them
100% out. You want to
romantic,
mix that light.
Romantic,
you
want
to have the color light has to be right. Dimmers have to be right. You know, the dimmers today, by the way, the dimmers today can work with these energy efficient bulbs.
Yeah.
So you can be romantic and save money for the dinner at the same time.
Really? All right. What about one of the other things that you wrote about that I thought was neat is in our Better Living box at DougStephan.com, managing filter maintenance. If you have hot air or air conditioning, you need to. A lot of people just forget about this, but it's very important.
Well, they forget about it until their system gets totally clogged up. But, depending on what kind of a filtration system you have on your HVAC system, if you have a basic fiberglass filter, you've got to replace that once a month. You have to, because that air that blows through that filter clogs it up. And I'll tell you something, when it comes to the summertime, you're going to have big problems with your air conditioning system because it also is coating the top of the evaporator coil, which is inside. And even in the wintertime, air blows through that coil and clogs it up. And if it gets clogged, when you try to turn that system on, it's going to work harder and it's going to break. And you could lead to a very expensive compressor replacement. So replacing those filters is really critical once a month, folks.
And they're not that expensive. You have $6-$7, you can get them.
Exactly.
Any of the home improvements or the hardware.
And, spend a little bit more, it's worth it.
Right,
buy the
good
ones.
Right. Buy the good ones for $10, $10-$12. Yep. It's a way to do it. Tom Kreidler, isn't he the smartest guy on your block? I always vote to take Tom home and show him off because he's so smart.
Don't
Tom,
need to help shoveling.
Kreidler from the Money Pit, Home Improvement Radio program here on Good Day.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.